Well, good morning and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I think you all know that I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And I'm so glad you've come here this morning on this rainy day to share your morning with us and with each other. And for those of you who are joining us online, welcome to this online service. And so let's begin this service today by reading our mission statement or vision statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to awaken to spirit within us, that divine essence of that one infinite presence and power, that one creative intelligence, that one love that expresses itself within us and as our own spirit, as our own divine essence. That one presence, that one power, that one life that expresses in and through everything is always expressing itself within us. For it is the very life essence that lives us. And as we come to recognize that, and as we come to feel it and sense it and live from that place of spirit within us, we become a beneficial presence in this world. Because when we are centered in spirit within, we then come from love, and we come from unity and connection and wisdom. And when we stumble and fall, or when the world is not being supportive or kind or loving, instead of being so reliant on it, we can turn to that within us and move back into that center within us and once again then come from peace. That our peace isn't reliant on the outside world, or come from love, that our love isn't reliant on someone loving us first. And so as we do that, we participate in our own spiritual evolution and unfolding, and we also participate in the evolution and unfolding of spirit throughout humanity, because we are all connected and all part of that whole. And so I say thank you to each and every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path and to be making a difference in this world. Thank you for that. And so on platform with me this morning is our practitioner, Barbara Conant. She's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of spirit that is already here within us, but we're evoking it in our awareness, and she'll do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you just to begin to settle into yourself, and we are the chant, "We Are" by Denise Rozier. The words will be up here on the wall that will take us into this evocation. So I invite you to sing along if that feels right, or to just let the words sink into you, whatever works for you. So I invite you just to begin to turn within.
Join me in moving within to the sacred place and know that we are all one with that all-knowing goodness, that all-knowing givenness of spirit. And I recognize in this very moment that God is omnipresent. It is the power of all life, and it is right here, right now, manifesting as Living Beyond Limits. I know that God is the creative and inclusive principle of all life. And we are this creative principle, and we use this creative process by using our minds to be an open vessel for the love and good of spirit that manifests through each and every one of us. And as we move our minds to our creative center within, we recognize that spirit gives us new ideas to use as we move through our own daily living. And this giving of God is unlimited as it manifests through our life as our giving out to all others. God is the ever-present life which fills our lives with the all-good of love and joy. And every good thing that we can ever imagine is ours through the giving spirit of God. Today I bless our time together. I bless Reverend Jennifer and the words of love and giving she speaks, so that we manifest our greatest good today and every day. And I know that our time together is blessed, and I bless every person on this planet. And so it is. Good morning, everyone. The reading today is from In the Flow of Life by Eric Butterworth. And it begins, life is a flowing experience, and within every person is an inlet that may become an outlet to all there is in God. And there is a divine desire to flow forth as life, substance, love, and intelligence. All that is required is that we give way. Let it be. Let God be God in us. Think, give, for life is lived from within out. And as Saint Francis said, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, and for it is in giving that we receive. And that is the truth. And so it is.
Well, if I were to rename this holiday season that we are in, I would rename this the giving season. For really, we give as human beings more than any other time of the year. We do it now. You know, we buy people that we love presents, and we experience this joy inside of us by finding just the right thing for them. Finding the thing that will fit them, the thing that they will really love to use. Somehow finding that perfect gift for someone that we love is thrilling even inside of us. And this time of year, people are baking, and they're baking cookies and things and giving them to neighbors and giving them to coworkers. And even nonprofits, at this time of year, more people give to nonprofits than any other time of the year just across the board. And then, of course, we give gifts to people that we've not even met. There are all sorts of organizations like Toys for Tots or Project Shepherd that enable people to give at this time of year to people they don't even know. And we have adopted a family through the Long Beach Women's Shelter and bought gifts for a mother and her children. And we're happy to do it. We like to do it. And I know Colleen and I, one of the gift tags that we took for that family was for a boy, seven, and a girl that was 12, and they both wanted Vans tennis shoes. And it was so fun to pick out those shoes, and we picked out the shoes for the 12-year-old girl that have aqua swirls all over the fabric. So cute and so fun to get to do that. And I'm so sorry I don't get to see her open them, because that would be so fun to see how much she's going to love it. But we feel blessed when we bring joy to someone else. We feel blessed when we share our light and we share our love, especially in situations like that where someone, that person, needs a little more love and they need a little more care. And we can shine a little bit of our light and our love to make that happen. It feels good to us. And at the same time, I have heard people complaining that Christmas has lost its meaning. I've heard people say, you know, the Christ has been taken out of Christmas, and to hear people unhappy because people are saying happy holidays to people instead of saying Merry Christmas. And the way that I see it, from my perspective, it is inclusive, and it is respectful, and it is kind to be saying happy holidays, because then I'm being inclusive and caring about other people. It's the kind and the spirit-filled thing to do. It comes from the being within us that knows we're connected to everyone and everything. I think that God is too big to fit into any one religion, even including this one. We don't know the whole picture, so we get to include everyone in the wishing them happy holidays. And so what if the evolution of this holiday season were really about awakening us to the love inside of ourselves? What if it is really about awakening us to our own inner generosity and to our caring? That generosity and that caring that are sometimes asleep within us at other times of the year. And so what if the purpose of this season were really about awakening us to our own spirit and awakening us to the spirit within us, awakening us to our connection with everyone, even the people we don't know? And so the title of my talk today is The Giving Season. And I'm talking about that this is a season of love and a season of care. It's an opportunity for love and care of other people. People that we are close to and people that we're not close to. That it's an opportunity to be the love of spirit in form. This season inspires generosity, and it inspires love and giving. It inspires caring for others. And because we are primarily spiritual beings, we have that need within us for connection, that need for caring, that need for generosity and giving and sharing with members of our own family and people we love, and members of this family of humanity of which we are a part. Makes me think of the mother tree. You've heard about the mother tree and how we've found out that actually she sends out nutrients to the other trees. So I read something this week that I'd like to share with you about that. It says, Suzanne Simard has spent decades with her hands in the soil, designing experiments and piecing together the remarkable mysteries of forest ecology. Her research has built on the work of past researchers as well as often overlooked indigenous knowledge to show that a forest is not a mere collection of individual trees competing for light and nutrients, but rather a sentient, interacting community. In her new book, Simard contends that at the center of a healthy forest stands a mother tree, an old-growth matriarch that acts as a hub of nutrients shared by trees of different ages and species, linked together via a vast underground fungal network. I have come full circle to stumble onto some of the indigenous ideals. Diversity matters. She describes how her family and community coalesce in times of joy and tragedy. And she suggests that forest communities can do the same by sharing resources in times of stress. Her arguments are buoyed by rigorous, decade-spanning research. Simard can confidently write, quote, "These trees are connected, cooperating." By pointing to charts of two-way carbon flow between paper birch and Douglas fir, then explaining the significance of these elemental transfers. Birch can provide fir with enough carbon to actually make seeds and reproduce. And the amount transferred depends on access to light. That is, a birch doles out resources based on need, not a single one-size-fits-all fire hose stream. The more shade a birch casts over a fir, the more carbon is transferred to help it survive. Later, once the fir outgrows the birch and shades it, the energy flow is reversed. That gives me goosebumps. We, like that forest, we are meant to be connected to each other. We are meant to share and to give and to care. That's how we're designed as human beings. And so giving to others drops us right into those feelings of love, whether we know them or not. It drops us right into those feelings of being connected. That love and that connection that is innate to life itself, that is innate to our own spiritual being. And so we have a need then to give of ourselves. Whether that's sharing our gifts and our talents, like this morning Barbara set up this altar table. One of her gifts and talents is creating sacred space. Like how we support organizations with our financial good, organizations that are doing good in the world, like Habitat for Humanity, or the Long Beach Women's Shelter, or even Living Beyond Limits. We share our love and our good with people that are in need, like the family we adopted at the shelter. And of course, we give to our loved ones who appreciate and enjoy what we give, and we appreciate and enjoy giving that gift. And so I don't know if you saw this. I saw a story on Facebook. There was a picture of a man outside of his truck helping two boys in a parking lot, that one of the boys had gotten a flat tire, and he saw that, and he pulled over to help this boy fix his bike. He didn't even know them. They didn't even know him. That's what I'm talking about, is sharing of ourselves in the world serves everyone. And so in our giving, we get to experience our own spirit. In our giving, we experience the divine within us. In our giving, we experience our true nature, and that nature is love, and that nature is connection, and that nature is care. Ernest Holmes said, "I believe that the whole universe is the givingness of the creative spirit to the delight of its own being." And Edward Villune, who is the spiritual leader of Centers for Spiritual Living, said, "Giving is God's nature. And when I'm giving, I'm duplicating that nature in my activity. And when I'm not, it's as if I'm going against my own nature. And that's when it gets all blocked up and stagnant." Our spiritual nature is love and care and connection and giving and generosity. When we are consciously connected to that divine presence, to that one infinite life that lives within us, that one boundless good that we live in, then we naturally act from love and from generosity and from care and connection. And you all, I'm sure, have experienced times when you don't feel generous and when you don't feel very loving. And I think one of the big reasons that causes us to not feel generous and to not feel loving is the thought, they, whoever they are, they don't deserve it. Do you ever do that? But we forget, when we are like that and thinking that, that our giving is actually giving way to that divine presence. It's actually giving way to that living spirit. Eric Butterworth, reminds us that it's not so important as what we give to, but what we give from. We give from spirit within us. We give from that opulence of life. We give from the love that is boundless. And as we give, we shine our light in the world. As we shine our light, as we give our love, we release our inner splendor. That splendor that's inside of us that we don't get to experience unless we allow it to come forward. So giving isn't just for them, it's for us also. Gary Zukav said, "The light that flows through you is universal energy. It is the light of the universe, and you give it form. What you feel, what you think, how you behave, and how you live your life reflect the way you are shaping the light that is flowing through you. It's neutral. You get to shape it into the form that you want." And so our job then is to not harshly judge those people that are out there in the world. Our job is to shape the light in a way that serves humanity, in a way that serves the good, in a way that serves love. And so just because we are in this holiday season doesn't mean that the turmoil and the conflict and the challenges of life have disappeared. Just because it's the holiday season doesn't mean those things have disappeared and gone away. And so some of those conflicts and some of those challenges can also cause us to not feel like we are in the spirit of love or in a spirit of generosity. And some of those reasons might be things like you are feeling angry at the injustices in the world. Or perhaps you are feeling disappointed because of political decisions that have been made. Or disappointed because once again there is a major war going on in the world. Or maybe you are feeling unforgiving because someone has hurt you. Or maybe you're feeling grief and loss because someone you care about is gone. But if we are meant to share our love, and if we are meant to be that love, how then do we get back to love when we're feeling one of those things? How do we get back to love if we're feeling disappointed or angry or like we are in grief and loss or like we're frustrated? I think one of the things that we can do is to look at the situation that is causing us to feel those kinds of feelings and first of all to recognize how we're feeling about it. Oh, I'm feeling frustrated, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling angry or disappointed or lost or whatever it is you're feeling. But to stop, first of all, and recognize how is it that I'm feeling about this thing? And then to recognize that underneath those feelings, the reason the feelings are there in the first place is because there's something that matters to you in that. There's something that you value. There's something that is important underneath that thing or behind that thing. And then what you do is you switch your focus, you switch your attention and ask yourself, how can I energize that thing that I care about? How can I give that my energy and animate that thing? So let me give you an example. Say that you are angry because of the injustices that are happening in the world. And you look underneath it, what is it that's valuable to me or important to me that's causing me to be angry? And you realize that equality is very important to you. So if you switch your focus and you switch your energy, what you can do is you can support some nonprofit organization or an organization in the world that is actually pressing for equality in this world. That it's actually making a difference. So instead of keeping your energy and your focus on what's frustrating or what's making you angry, you shift your energy and put it into what's important to you, and you animate that. So you can support an organization that's working towards equality, Or you can look at your own behavior and make sure that you are treating everyone that you come in contact with as an equal. Or you can pray for equality in the world. Or let's say that you're feeling sad because of a loss that you've experienced. Honor that. You honor the feelings. And then you look at what's underneath these feelings of sad and loss. Oh, this person is really important to me. Relationships are really important to me. And then what you do is you shift your energy and you put it into loving the other people that are in your life, giving them more of your attention, or telling the people that are in your life how important they are to you, those people. You support what it is that you care about, what's important, what's valuable to you. And so is there something happening in your life right now that you don't like? Or that you don't like the way you feel about something happening in the world? Close your eyes for just a second. Is there something right now that's tweaking you? That you feel angry or frustrated or loss? And to ask yourself, what is it about this thing that is important to me? What is it that I care about that's behind this? What is it that I value? And then to ask your heart, to ask your wisdom within you, what can I do to bring more light or more love to this thing or to this arena? What can I do to bring more light or more love to this area, to this thing? And I invite you to open your eyes. That is how you bring more light and more love into this world. That is one of the ways to do that. Edwin Hubble Chapin said, "Every action in our lives touches some chord that will vibrate in eternity." Doing that thing that you just came up with, that energy, that love and light will vibrate into eternity. We are here to bring the light of the divine into this world. We are here to share our spirit. We are here to be love. And so my invitation to you this week is, when you're feeling stuck in a feeling that you don't like, when you're feeling stuck in something you don't like, to stop and ask yourself first, what am I feeling? And then second, what is it that I care about? What is it in this thing that I care about or that I value? And to answer that question for yourself. And then to ask, how can I bring more love or more light to this area, to this situation, to this thing that is important to me? How do I bring energy to this thing that is valuable? And then use this season as an opportunity to stir that love up inside of you, so that you can express it in a greater way. And in turn, you will feel filled up, and you will be living your soul's purpose, and you will be creating the world that we all want to live in. And so blessings to each and every single one of you on this path of bringing your spirit into this world in a way that is a blessing to everyone. And so blessings to you at this holiday season, and happy holidays. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we just let ourselves sink into that knowingness that yes, indeed, that infinite presence of spirit is right here. That one infinite intelligence, all-knowing, all-love, all-good energy of the universe. That from which the entire universe has sprung forth out of, and that which is the animating principle of everything. It is this life of the divine, this life of God that is all around us. We live in it, and it lives in us. And so today I recognize that we are always within that presence, and that presence is always within us. For it is the essence of our own spirit, of our own soul, of our own divine nature. And so today we lean into that. And as we do so, it lifts us and it carries us and it leads us and it guides us into creating a world that works for everyone. It leads us and guides us into creating a world that is founded on love and care and connection and unity and good for all. And so I know that today as we leave here that we are a blessing to this world, for we carry the light of spirit with us everywhere we go, and we shine it in all that we do. And in turn, we are lifted, we are fed, we are nourished, our spirit is nourished. For this is what we have come from and what we have come as. And so I bless every single person's path here, and I bless every single person's path on this entire planet. And so I recognize, too, that this is not just true for us, but that it is true for every single person in this world, that that infinite presence of God is right where they are, and that it is leading and guiding each one of them to make the highest decisions, for they are each being led by love and by care for all of humanity, for we are one human family. And deep within every single one of us, there is a knowing that this is the truth. And so today, that is the guiding principle, oneness of this human family, one with spirit, one with each other, one with the whole. And for this, I give thanks. And so I release this prayer into the creative law of life, knowing that it is unfolding itself because we have said yes, and we are open to receive. And so I release this prayer, and I say, and so it is.
And if you join me for our affirmation, I embrace this holiday season as an opportunity to bring the love and the light within me into the world. I fan the flames of love, generosity, care, and connection. In turn, we are served. And so it is.
A couple of invitations for you. One is today is the last day that we are returning gifts for the family that we adopted at Long Beach Women's Shelter. So if you forgot your gift today, will you talk to Barbara Conant? And we are having a vision board workshop on Friday, December 30th from 2 to 4. There's a sign-up sheet in the back. I ask you to please sign up today if you intend to come so we know how many people are coming, because if we don't have enough people to actually pay for the clubhouse we rented, we're going to move it to someone's house. So do me a favor and sign up today if you think you're going to come to that. Our World Peace Meditation Service is going to be online on New Year's Eve morning, Friday, at 4 a.m. The Zoom link is on this paper. We will also send it out to you as an invitation so you can click on it just from online in case you lose this. We also put together bags today that are by the door that if you're planning to come to the peace service, I invite you to take with you. It has a candle and matches and some hugs and kisses and a prayer for peace. So take one of those with you, and then you'll be set, and then you'll have the candle and the matches with you when we do the peace service online. We are not going to be here. We'll be here next week, and we're going to have our Christmas, our holiday candle lighting, honoring the different world religions service next week. So I invite you to come to that. Bring a friend if you have a friend that might be interested in blessing and honoring the religions of the world. We will not be here the following 2 weeks, Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So I also want to tell you, if you would like to make a year-end donation, a special Christmas gift, holiday gift for Living Beyond Limits, this week or next week would be the time, because we won't be here the two next weeks after that. Also, this has always been the case, and we haven't had this as an invitation on here a long time. If you are shopping on Amazon, we are actually registered. You have to go to Amazon Smile, which is actually www.smile.amazon, and we put it in here. It's called Living Beyond Limits Focus Ministry, and every time you, if you just log in through there instead of the regular Amazon, every time you shop, they will send us, I think it's like 1% of what it is that you bought. But I think the other day I looked, and we've received $233 this year for people shopping on Amazon. So take that with you and sign up. Do that also. And our Sunday talks are available on our website. They also get sent out to you via email. We invite you to share them with friends. We invite you to follow us on Facebook and to like those talks and to share the talks and to check in on Meetup and tell us that you are coming here.